I don't like my freckles. They look awful. I think they make me look like a monster.
You don't look like a monster. Your freckles make you look like you, and that's how God planned it. Happy Sunday, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Did you know that when you look for something, you'll usually find it? What I mean is, if you're looking for things about yourself that you don't like, you'll start to see a lot of them. And that's not just true about your appearance, it's also true about when you look for good things in your life. King David knew this truth when he wrote Psalm 68:19. It says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits." And now our story for Sunday. It's entitled, Slugbug. "Slugbug Blue," Zach exclaimed when he spied a blue Volkswagen. As he spoke, he slugged his brother Teague, who was sitting beside him. The boys were playing their favorite game on the way home from school, seeing who could spot a Volkswagen first and slug the other guy. They kept count to see who got the most. Violet sighed. She pulled down the mirror on the sun visor and looked at herself. "My freckles look awful," she said. "Slugbug Yellow," Teague yelled and slugged Zach as a yellow Volkswagen sped past them. Violet frowned. "If I can't do something about these freckles, I think I'll go into hiding." "Violet, lots of people have freckles. Besides, I think they make you look cute," Mom said as she turned onto their street. "Slugbug Red," both boys laughed as they spotted the same Volkswagen at the same time and socked each other. "You hit me too hard," Teague said, "so I get the point. That's the rule."
"Is not,"
Zach appealed to his mother.
"Mom?"
"Boys," Mom said, looking at them in the rearview mirror, "that's enough slugging. It's time to end the game." Violet turned around and glared at her little brothers.
"I think you're making those up. I've never seen that many Volkswagens in one short ride home from town."
"You aren't looking for them," Teague said. "You only see what you look for."
"That's true, you know," Mom said, looking at Violet. "It's easy to overlook the good things in life, or in others, or even ourselves, when we're constantly looking for things to criticize and complain about. That's why the Bible says to look for the blessings God has given us. When we remember that He loves us so much, He sent Jesus to save us and promises to be with us in every difficulty we face, even things we don't like won't seem as bad to us anymore." Violet looked at herself in the mirror again. This time she looked at her shiny brown hair and bright green eyes, and suddenly the freckles didn't seem so bad after all. Mom pulled the car into their driveway. "Let's try to remember to look for the good things God has given us and thank Him for all He's done for us." Well, how about you? What do you see? Good things or bad things? When Moses sent 12 spies to check out the land of Canaan, most of them only saw problems because they didn't trust God. Only 2 were able to see the blessings God had for them there. Instead of finding things to criticize, trust Jesus to take care of you and look for all the good things He puts in your life each day. Our key verse is Psalm 68:19.
"Praise the Lord! Praise God, our Savior, for each day He carries us in His arms."
And our key thought for Sunday, look for good things. Hey, my dog Chester has disappeared and I need your help finding him. Listen to Keys for Kids Radio in June, July, and August to find the clues that will lead us to Chester. Plus, for each month you help me look, you have a chance to win a reward. Join the search for Chester on Keys for Kids Radio and keysforkids.net. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.